Hello.
Hello, my name is Ruben Goldstein. I'm from the Bank of Cardiff Underwriting Department. I was looking for Uriel. I hope I have the right number.
Yes, that's the right number.
Hi, Uriel. Can I give you my phone number in case we get disconnected?
Sure.
Tell me when you're ready.
Ready.
It's 858-866-9102.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
That's my name. My name is Reuben Goldstein. That's my direct line.
Okay.
And I just had a few quick questions for you on your file, Uriel. So
Yes.
on your Secretary of State, it says the business started 7/8/15. Was the business have How long have you owned the business for?
No, the business under this name is since May 2013, but it was originally registered in the state of Washington.
Okay.
And we have only moved the registration from state of Washington to California because I'm in California.
Right, hold on. So let me just put some notes here. It was registered in Washington
Yes.
since 2013.
Yes.
Did
I don't.
the business used to be in Washington?
No, has always been here in the same location, but the previous owner was from Seattle, Washington.
Okay, let me just put some notes here. Give me a second. All right, and that's Spearman Aerospace. So
Yes.
the previous owner was from Washington, so that's where it was registered. Okay, gotcha. I see that goes back to 2013. When did the
Yes.
company go from Washington? Was the company ever in Washington?
No.
Okay, so it was just registered in Washington.
Yeah, only the registration.
Okay, under registration. Okay, so when did you take over the business?
I managed the business since June 2014.
June of 2014.
Yeah, but I formally acquired the full business in January 2015.
Okay, give me a second. All right. Okay, since 2013. So you took over the business when?
January 2015.
Great. One second, please. Let me just put you on hold. Bear with me here.
Sure.
Hi, are you there with me, sir?
Yes.
Sorry about that. I'm just putting some notes here. All right. So you took it over in 2013, correct?
No,
Or
in January
2016,
16.
15, okay, in January. And then you changed the SOS in 2016, correct?
Yes.
Okay, bear with me here. 2015, he then changed. And did you purchase the business, or just was there anything official you signed to take over the business, or how did you change hands?
Of course, when you buy a business, there is all on the transaction done properly. How should I have
Gotcha.
ever purchased a business?
Okay. And did you finance the purchase, or did you pay cash?
No, I pay cash with my money.
Okay, and what was the purchase price?
Excuse me, what has to do this with what I'm looking at?
We're just verifying ownership in case I need that document. That's all.
Well, the ownership is wrote on the K1 that I sent you. That should be enough.
Okay.
I'm not disclosing the purchase price of the business.
Okay. But in case we need it, you have some documentation to verify you purchased the business, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. That's what I was getting at. All right, not a problem. There's just a difference in time in business. Okay. So a quick question for you. I've got the information here on your loan amount. Can you?
Yes.
I understand you were looking for about $150,000. Is that accurate?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So I just had a few basic questions for you.
Sure.
What are you going to be using this money for?
Mainly for working capital and financing raw material acquisition.
Okay. And for that $150,000, is that enough for you? Are you looking for more potentially, or is that the number you'd like to settle on?
Well, potentially down on the road could be more. For now, this is going to be more than enough for the rest of the year and probably until middle of next year.
Okay. Gotcha. Second question. Go ahead.
I say a lot depends on how much more the business is growing. As of now, we have a pretty impressive backlog, and that's where I'm looking at in order to finance raw material.
Okay. And do you have right now? Are there some purchases that you have to pay for right now in terms of upcoming purchases, or is this just general growth?
No, it's generally grow my actual outstanding amount on payable in total is just below $100,000, considering the current and the due. So the $150,000 will probably go to cover a portion of the actual payables, and the rest will be used as soon as we move forward in purchasing new raw material.
Okay. Second question for you. I understand you're looking just for about $150,000, but potentially more in the future. That's fine. What do you know about the loans we provide? Has your sales rep gone over any of the structure, the term lengths, anything of that nature? I just want to know where I'm starting from.
No, I have no idea of anything. What I did was just to check if we could have qualified for this, and I don't know anything else about the structure.
Okay, fair enough. And I understand that your business has it looks like you've assumed some of the leases for the company for equipment. Is that accurate?
Yes, I have a few equipment that has been leased through a financial institution and some other equipment that are owned by my personal corporation. They are free and clean, so paid for.
All right, gotcha. So a few basic questions for you. In terms of qualifications, what we offer here is called a true business loan. It's a loan that goes directly into your business account that you can use as you see fit. It's different than a typical personal or business loan in that, number one, the rates are fixed, so it's not a floating rate. Number two, it's not callable. By callable, what I mean is many business lines of credit or loans are callable, which means at any time we can ask you for all the money back. This loan doesn't have this provision. As long as you pay us, we can never change the terms. Additionally, I think the core part of this product is we put a UCC on this business, but this is essentially a cash loan. It's an unsecured note. It's not a type of loan where you're going to put up your house to get that equipment or you're not going to put up your house to get this cash, and you're not going to put up, say, a specific truck to get this loan.
Yes.
The loan's based on your general cash flow.
Yes.
I think $150,000 is a reasonable amount the first time out based on your revenues. Do you have an idea of your return on investment on this loan, what it will do for your business?
Well, depends a lot. Depends from the mix of raw material we're purchasing. If we are working on titanium, we'll have a return that will be closer to 40%. If we are on Inconel, probably 30%. If it's on aluminum, between 15 and 17%. Depends on the mix of the purchase.
Okay. And how long does it take you to realize that return on your investment?
It doesn't take that long. Again, depends on what we're going to purchase first and where we're going to allocate the purchasing on the raw material. But if you want to be on the general side, just say anything between 25 and 30 and you will be covered.
25 and 30 days?
No, 25 and 30%.
Oh, no, I understand that. So let's just say you buy $50,000, or let's use that 150. Let's say you buy $150,000 of materials, and a 30% return on investment is $45,000. How long does it take you to realize that return? Does that happen in a month, a year? Those are the general ideas.
No. We're talking anywhere between, I would say, 3 to 5 months.
Okay.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
Last question. This happens with a lot of the customers you work with that are buying raw materials. They'll often go to a distributor or a supplier they work with, a vendor, and they'll go to them and they'll say, hey, look, instead of buying every month, I'm going to buy in bulk and sometimes try to get a better deal. We have a lot of customers that will try to buy in bulk to drive their cost down. Is that something you're also trying to accomplish?
I am pretty much doing already this.
You're doing all right. So you're just trying to take advantage of new opportunities. Is that a good summary?
Well, I'm trying, let's put it in this way, I'm trying to push to be able to take home more raw material than what I'm currently doing in order to boost the production.
Gotcha. Next two questions, and then I'm going to let you go and do a follow-up call with you tomorrow to go over some term pricing once I can finish signing off on the loan approval.
Sure.
Return on investment 30-45%. Oftentimes, multiple customers, they want to keep on flipping that money continuously. What type of term length are you looking for? I'm assuming you're wanting to do something short because you're having such a high return on investment to continually reinvest, but I would like to kind of understand your side and what you're trying to accomplish.
Well, if I could have something based on this amount on the 24 month, that would be perfect.
Okay. And why 24 months? Why is that number important?
Because I don't have to stress out and be sure regarding the cash or paying back, and I can reinvest the extra cash in the next batch of material that I'm buying.
Okay, so
now,
you can...
Again, since I don't know exactly how much is going to be the rate, if I know how much is going to be the rate, I may even say, listen, we can either go at 18 or 12, but mainly based on the amount, I think the easiest would be 24 months.
Okay, absolutely. So just to kind of confirm with you, every about 45, just to confirm, you said about 3 to 5 months, you're averaging about a 45% return on investment. So every, I'm going to be very conservative. So at least twice a year, you can basically flip the money twice, and 2 times 45 is going to about a 90% return. Is that accurate?
No, not exactly, because what I say is depends on the mix of the raw material that we purchase. So on titanium, we can realize up to 45% return.
Okay.
On aluminum is between 15 and 17%.
Okay.
On Inconel is 30%. And, you know, there is no way for me to know exactly what I'm going to buy first, because all depends from the due date, the delivery, and the contract that are released first.
Great. So let me actually put a worst-case scenario, a very conservative number. Assuming you did aluminum with a 17% return on investment over a 3 to 5 month period, if you went if you got only aluminum, which is the lowest margin product for you, the lowest return on investment, and it took 5 months, which is the longest term, that'd be 17% over 5 months. So that means it's going to be a little more than 34% over 10 months because that's the worst case. And so it's 34% on 10 months or up, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay, that gives me an idea. So you've answered a lot of questions for me, especially with the verification of, you know, time and business. I hope I didn't hit a nerve asking you about the purchase price of your business. It's just to verify.
That's fine. Hey, you're time business. You do your job.
Absolutely. And just to confirm, you're looking pretty much for a cash loan, something quick and easy and simple, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Last question for you. If the terms work, when are you looking to get this money funded into your business bank account?
I can sign everything right away, and after it's up to you. If I can have the money in the account in a week, that's perfectly fine. If I can have it in 2 weeks, it will work. If I can have it in a month, it will work the same.
Okay. I think I'm kind of going to blow you away with the speed of our bank. So I'm going to give you a call tomorrow once I finish going through your loan and getting the final sign-off. If the terms work, the money can be started to be transferred. You can be signed and funded tomorrow, so the money can be put in your bank account tomorrow. It's a very quick process.
Wow. All right. Great.
So thank you for your time. You've got my number in case you need to reach me, correct?
Yes. I have your number, 858-866-9102, right?
That is correct.
Perfect. Okay.
I'll be in touch with you tomorrow.
Sure. Thank you so much, Ruben.
You're welcome, sir. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.